tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the great emperor of Islam among the Sahaba, subhanallah, and he is none other than Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Before that, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the conquest, subhanallah, people were coming in large groups and numbers to embrace Islam on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in the glorious Quran. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Subhanallah. And true to this testimony of the Holy Quran, one day the son of the Yemeni king, Sayyidina Wa'il radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came with his delegations, alhamdulillah, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to embrace Islam. While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already informed the Sahaba that this person will come and embrace Islam 3 days prior to his arrival. And subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he arrived, Sayyidina Wa'il radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very kind to him, and he even spread his blessed mantle for him, subhanallah, and he made him sit next to him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read some words of praises for this individual and made dua of blessings for him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he appointed a house for him to be hosted in that house, and asked a Qurayshi young man to accompany him. And this young man, he accompanied Sayyidina Wa'il radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And while they were walking towards this place, Sayyidina Wa'il radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was riding the camel, he was sitting on the back of the camel, whereas the young man who was appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to accompany him and to lead him, he was walking next to him with the camel. And then there came a time, it was a hot day, so the feet of this young man, they were getting tired due to the heat, and his feet were burning extremely hot. And this young man then said to Sayyidina Wa'il, who was riding the camel, who's the prince, the son of the Yemeni king, and he told him that, you know what, my feet are burning. Can you give me a lift behind you, maybe on the back of the camel? He said, no, I would not. He refused. Then Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the young man who was accompanying him, he asked him, at least lend me your shoes so I can wear the shoes to protect my feet against the burning desert sand. And Sayyidina Wa'il radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he again refused Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that you are not befitting to wear the shoes of the king. Allahu Akbar. And then Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala didn't say anything in response and kept quiet and had patience over these harsh words that were said by Sayyidina Wa'il bin Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then there came a time when Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, he became the king and the governor of Syria, Damascus. And There came a time when this same person, Sayyidina Wail radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was visiting Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Syria, in Damascus. And when Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw Sayyidina Wail bin Hajar, he made him sit next to his throne. And he asked Sayyidina Wail bin Hajar, "Is my throne better or the back of your camel?" Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Wail radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he apologized and he said, "I was a new Muslim at the time and I didn't know the Islamic values and so on. So I misbehaved with you, which I regret today." Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, he did not really take revenge for this disrespect and forgave him, subhanallah. And we are told in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there are three types of people. And we are told in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a man who has three qualities in him, Allah Azza wa Jal will lighten his accountability on the Day of Judgment, and he will enter him into paradise with his mercy, subhanallah. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what are those three things or three qualities?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The first is, whoever refuses you, you must give him, bestow upon him. And the second is, whoever breaks ties with you, you must join connection with him. And number third, that whoever oppresses you, you must forgive him." Subhanallah. And we should also make the niyat that inshallah azza wa jal, learn to forgive others and have patience when somebody oppresses us, inshallah azza wa jal. Due to these qualities, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us into paradise. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil amin. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had embraced Islam, subhanallah, during the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. This was prior to the conquest of Makkah, subhanallah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had arrived to perform Umrah, and he was stopped by the Quraysh, and this treaty came into existence, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, the historical event in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this was the treaty during which Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had embraced Islam, but he kept his Islam secret and he remained determined to continue with the Islamic faith. And there came a time when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and at that point in time, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he entered the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam along with his parents, and they all embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made many du'as for him. Allahu Akbar. One of the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for him, that, "Oh Allah, keep him guided and make him a guide for others." Subhanallah. So he is that great sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's guided himself by the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is a guide for others as well. Allahu Akbar. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about Sayyidina Abu Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is the most forbearing person of my ummah, and he is the most generous individual of my ummah. Subhanallah. So yes, these are the great qualities of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there came a time when his father, the father of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to grant him three things. And the first thing he asked him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam should accept Sayyida Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, his daughter, the sister of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his nikah, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted. The second thing he asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he should make Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu the scribe of the wahi, subhanallah, to write down the revelation of the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. And he was one of the most fortunate sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and trusted by him to write down the revelation of the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. And the third thing that he asked, requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is for him to be given the command of the Muslim army so he can fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal for the sake of Islam, for the upliftment of Islam, just like how he would fight against Islam during the olden days. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled all of his three requests. And the narrators and the Sahaba, they mention that had he not asked for these three things, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have granted him voluntarily. But since he asked, and it was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to not turn down anyone and to not say no or reject anyone from his court, therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him all of his three requests that he asked in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have a wonderful kalam, subhanallah, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to listen to the kalam and then we shall be back shortly after we have listened to the kalam in the praise of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bula lo apne dar par ab to gham khana badoshon ko phire kab tak zaleel o khwar dar dar bethikane se shab-e furqat dhale bar aaye arma ya rasool allah karo tum maasta ka apne mehman ya rasool allah bula lo ab to qad chingari isi khwahish mein kat jaye meri umr e rawan sari chusu e man guzar aari mane miski zinadari fida fidaye naqsh na lenat kunam jaan
پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دل پشمردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ تمہاری نعت سے ہی ہے کرم کا سلسلہ پہ ہم ہے خواہش وقت آخر جب نکلنے والا ہو یہ دم زباں پر جاری ہو نغمہ تیرا دل یہ کہے اس دم زے جامے ہو بے تو مستم بزنجی رے تو دل بستم نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودہ جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دل پشمردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ سیاہی دفتر اعمال کی ہوتی نہیں ہے کم عذاب قبر و محشر کا مجھے اب کھا رہا ہے غم شرم ساری گناہوں پر ہے اور آنکھیں ہیں میری نم ذکر دا خیش حیرانم سیا شد روز سیانم پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودہ جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دل پشمردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ سر محشر محامد پیش ہو جو در سیاہ کارا کہے بے ساختہ جو دیکھے رحمت بر گناہ گارا میری امید ہو تم اے شفا اے درد بیمارا چوبا شفاعت را کشائی بر گناہ گارا مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ مکن محروم جا میرا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودہ جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah, we were listening to this beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now that we are back, let's revert back to our topic of discussion. And we were mentioning the virtue and the excellences of this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In this regard, there is a beautiful incident that happened in the life of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is mentioned in the Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He says, Dar khabar aamad ki khale mu'mina bood andar qasre khud khufta shaba. That it is mentioned in one narration that the uncle of believers, subhanallah, Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh refers to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the uncle of believers. How? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was married to his sister Sayyida Umm Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So with this nisbat, he is the uncle of the believers. Subhanallah. Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that it's mentioned in one narration that the uncle of believers, he was asleep in his palace and a man came and he woke him up. And then when the person woke him up, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, who are you and what's your name? He says, Guft namam fash iblise shaqist, that my name is Iblis the accursed. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was astonished to see that Iblis is waking him up for Fajr Salah. So he said, why are you waking me up for Fajr Salah? Because your job is to mislead people. He said, no, I have never misled people. Actually, I try to do good things and therefore I have come to wake you up. He said, no, I don't buy this from you. Tell me the real reason as to why you have come here. He said that had you missed your Fajr Salah, then you would cry why you missed your Fajr Salah. And if you would cry, Allah Azza wa Jal would give you the reward of 200 rakats of Salah. And I didn't want you to get more reward. Allahu Akbar. That's why I have woke you up. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu then understood this trickery of shaitan. Allahu Akbar. Even if apparently, you know, you are deceived by shaitan, then you must know shaitan will never try to do the right thing. He will talk you into so many things. But Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was alhamdulillah guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that, oh Allah, make him a guide for people and keep him guided. Subhanallah. And so how could this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fall into the traps of shaitan? Allahu Akbar. So this is how Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu defeated shaitan and caught him in his own tricks. So if we are encountered with such situations, we should remember this example of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if perhaps shaitan, you know, whispers into your ears that, you know, do this or do that, and appears to have your best interest at heart, never be deceived by the tricks of shaitan. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was known for his humility. He was known for his tolerance against people. And in one incident, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amir and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, they were seated And while they were seated, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a little bit on the heavy side in terms of his stature. So he didn't get up. But Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got up to pay respect to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said that I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that the man who loves the fact that people must stand up to pay respect to them, then such a person must make his abode in the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, look at the humility of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he said to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there is no need to stand up if I have entered. Remain seated, just like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is seated, subhanallah, because I don't have that much pride that I want people to stand up to pay respect to me, because I have heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, dear viewers, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, قُومُوا إِلَىٰ سَيِّدِكُمْ, meaning stand up for your leaders. And he says, under the commentary of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that because of this statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the Ansar to stand for their leader, meaning Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at another times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would command the Sahaba to stand up for their leaders. And due to this command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the light of which the majority of the ulama, they have said that to stand up to pay respect to someone, it is actually recommended. It is commendable. When Sayyidina Ikrama bin Abi Jahl and Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when they arrived, then to pay respect to them, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself stood up. And Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would stand up every time she would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arriving. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to stand up for him, it was due to beholding his respect. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never stopped them from doing this, never stopped Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha from doing this. So the solution that we have on hand as to why Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that he shouldn't be standing up to pay respect to him, because such a person who wants others to pay respect to them and to stand up in their respect, such a person will be admitted into the fire of hell. Why did he say that? It means, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that one shouldn't be arrogant and pride and demanding others or commanding others to stand up for them. If someone does that, then that means this person has arrogance, and to do that is not advised according to the Islamic values. Subhanallah. So yes, if you want to stand up in respect of somebody and you look up to that person and he is an Islamic leader, who is a great alim e deen, or he is a great authority, then you can do so. But when someone is arrogant and proud and wants others that when he enters, people must stand up for him, then such for such a person, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and we had mentioned this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the person who loves the fact that when he enters, people must stand up for him, and such a person must make his abode in the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would sometimes, you know, turn to the Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he once wrote a letter to her to give him some advice. And he said in the letter, please write some words of nasiha which can advise me, which can counsel me. And Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha wrote the response of his letter, and she said that, Assalamu alaikum, I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a person who seeks the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in the displeasure of people, then Allah Azza wa Jal will safeguard such people against poverty, against dependence. And the people who seek the pleasure of people against the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah Azza wa Jal will hand over their affairs in the hands of people. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says in the commentary of this hadith that the Muslim who seeks the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in the state that people are displeased with him, so one shouldn't really care about such people and try to still please Allah Azza wa Jal. Let people get upset, it's fine. But one should never ever displease Allah Azza wa Jal for the pleasure of people. Dear viewers, once Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody walks in his court and speaks to him abruptly. And somebody advises Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that you could have given him a befitting punishment and make an example out of him. And upon that, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and listen to his response. And this should actually become a changing factor in our lives. He says that I feel ashamed that I should inflict any sort of punishment due to, you know, the mistakes of my people. And I am afraid that it would reduce my tolerance and my forbearance. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So this quality of forbearance and tolerance, it was the same thing which was said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the most tolerant and most forbearing person of my ummah, and he is the most generous person of my ummah. Subhanallah. So yes, and this is true, as this incident proves the great tolerance of this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his leadership quality, we can judge from this statement of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that somebody asked Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that who is the greatest of leaders? And he said that when he is asked for something, when you ask him for something, then he must be the most generous. And when he is present in a gathering, then he must display good code of conduct. And no matter how much people consider him to be disgraced or to be humiliated, he must still lower himself down further. Subhanallah. These are the leadership qualities that are mentioned by Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and who's the leader, subhanallah, who's the king of Syria, and whose leadership, subhanallah, is mentioned in Tawrah Sharif. Imam Hakim Rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes this narration in his Mustadrak that the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that a man from the Bani Israel came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and embraced Islam. After that, he recited a part of the Torah extolling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, you are described in Torah like this: Muhammad ibn Abdullah, mawliduhu bi Makkata, wa muhajaruhu bi Taibata, wa mulkuhu bi Sham. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, son of Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Makkah shall be his birthplace, and he shall migrate to Taiba, meaning Madina Munawwara, and his kingdom will be Syria. Subhanallah, this praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned in Tawrah Sharif, it has three parts to it. Firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mauliduhu bi Makkata, his place of birth will be Makkah, and it is simple. And then the second part is muhajaruhu bi Taiba. This means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will migrate from Makkah Mukarrama to Madina Munawwara. That's also understood. Wa mulkuhu bisham, and his kingdom and rule will be over Syria. What is the meaning of this? Because as we all know that during the Prophet's entire visible lifespan, Syria was always under the rule of non-Muslims. It was a Roman territory. And he was, of course, made Malik and Mukhtar over the entire universe by Allah Azza wa Jal himself. But from outwardly visible means, he did not rule over Syria during his blessed life. If this is the case, then why did the Torah say that Syria will be his kingdom? SubhanAllah, let's look at the historical records to answer this question. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took up his stay in Madina Munawwara, and later on Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the first Khalif of the Muslims. And Madina Munawwara became the capital of the Islamic world. Then came Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the second Khalifa. And Sayyidina Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the third Khalifa. They too ruled from Madina Munawwara. When the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he was in power. He made Kufa his capital. And Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu also continued the caliphate of his father there. The rightly guided Khalifs ruled for a total number of 30 years. And after that, the concept of kings began in Islam. And the first of them was none other than the companion Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He made Syria the center of Islamic rule, and it never had this position before. Now we learn that when the Torah said, Mulkuhu bisham, as in the Prophet's kingdom will be in Syria, it was fulfilled via the kingdom of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. This is the rank of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah Azza wa Jal declared that his rulership was the rulership of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the virtues and the excellences of the companions alayhim ridwan are not only their praises but also praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is an esteemed companion, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned his kingdom in Torah. But in which way was he mentioned directly? No, Allah Azza wa Jal described a wonderful quality of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made a reflection of it, subhanallah. So when we speak about the ranks and the excellences of the companions, we are actually praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah. Har sahabi nabi Jannati Jannati. When we praise Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when we praise Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Usman, O Ali, O Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhum, or any other companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is of course them being praised. But also together with that, it is the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is because the rank of the companions that was received by them was because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because they are known as companions. Whose companions? Companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as they are identified by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And subhanallah, just as we, whose ummah are we? We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The greatest people in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second thing we learn, that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu attained the station of being Fanafir Rasul, subhanallah. And this is when one is completely engrossed in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It might apparently seem that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu made Syria his kingdom whilst he sat atop the throne as a king. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمُلْكُهُ بِالشَّامِ. This means the kingdom in Syria belonged to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu being the one sitting on the throne. This is like during the Battle of Badr, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam threw dirt at the disbelievers, after which Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. And dear beloved Prophet, you did not throw the dust when you threw, rather it was Allah who threw. Subhanallah, this is a high level of love. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu established the kingdom, but Allah Azza wa Jal said it belonged to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. So yes, this is the great maqam and the great station of this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, we are now going to listen to a beautiful nasiha. And after that, we'll be back and discuss our today's topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, I went to paradise and heard the recitation of the Holy Quran. I asked, who recites this? The angels replied, he is Haditha ibn Numan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, this is the reward of goodness. This is the reward of goodness. In the narration of Shu'bul Iman, it is further mentioned that Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to treat his mother with a lot of goodness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the one who treats the mother well will be blessed with paradise by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also treat our parents well, serve them, and if they have difficulty, we should support them, we should take care of them. If we treat them well, they will wholeheartedly pray for us. And the one who gets his parents' prayers will remain prosperous in this world and attain its blessings in the hereafter as well. Treating our parents with goodness and keeping them happy is reward giving. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has declared it the source of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. As there is a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the pleasure of the Lord azza wa jal lies in the pleasure of the Father, and the displeasure of the Lord azza wa jal lies in the displeasure of the Father. Similarly, in another place, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the obedience to Allah Almighty lies in the obedience to the Father, and the disobedience to Allah Almighty lies in the disobedience to the Father. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states a narration whose summary is that the Holy Companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arrived in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I used to treat my parents with goodness in their life. They have passed away. How can I treat them with goodness now? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, good treatment after their passing is that along with your salah, you offer salah for them, and along with your fasts, you fast for them as well. It means when we offer nafl salah or fast to attain a reward for ourselves, we should offer some nafl salah on their behalf and to send them its reward. Or when we offer salah or fast or perform a good deed, we should also make an intention to send its reward. Thus, its reward will be granted to them, and our reward will not decrease either.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah, we were listening to this beautiful nasiha, and now reverting back to our topic of discussion. Let's extol more virtues of this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and get to know more about his noble personality. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu never held any personal grudge against anyone. And in one narration, it is said that Sayyidina Abu Aswad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was on the side of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the battle of Jamal. But after this battle was over, Sayyidina Abu Aswad, the same person who was on the side of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the battle of Jamal, which was fought between the armies of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the same person who was in the army of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu by the name of Sayyidina Abu Aswad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he came in the court of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And look at how Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu respects and reveres him, and he made him sit, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his court. He made this person, Sayyidina Abu Aswad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he made him sit next to him. And he also gave him beautiful gifts, subhanallah. And this shows us that when the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were in battlefield, or when we fought, it was never for any personal reasons, subhanallah. As Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself, he would never take revenge for his own personal reasons, and he had never held any grudge against anyone for personal reasons, subhanallah. Once it is mentioned, just like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu also had the similar quality, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned about him in the Masnavi of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, that there was one person who Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was fighting with in the battle. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he overpowered him, this person from the army of the opposition, he spat on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's face. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu loosened his grip on him. And he was surprised. He said, "Why are you doing this? You could have finished me off." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that prior to that, when I was fighting with you, I was fighting with you for the cause of Allah, for the sake of Allah. And now after you have done this to me, and if I had done anything to you after this, it would have been for my own personal grudge. Therefore, I abstained from hurting you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Look at the beautiful conduct, that they never held personal grudge against anybody. Both, neither Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, nor Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu held great love for the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should also try and incorporate this value in our life, this Islamic value, which is passed down by the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this case, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and learn to respect the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had passed down this nasiha to his student Qadi Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He told him in this nasiha that you must remember that if you do not present a positive demeanor and ill-treat people, then they will become your enemies, even if they are your own parents. But if you present a good code of conduct, if you present your good character to the people, then the same strangers will be kind towards you, just like your parents, even though you and them, they have no mutual relationship. Subhanallah, such a beautiful and profound nasiha given by the Imam of millions of Hanafis, subhanallah, to his own very student, his favorite student, Sayyidina Sheikh Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And we should also know, dear viewers, that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were very kind and they were very loving towards one another. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions about this beautiful character of the Sahaba, Ruhamau Bainahum, in the Holy Quran, that they were very tender and loving among themselves. Subhanallah, look at the examples of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the Sahaba, they were so loving towards each other, subhanallah, that they would never start or divulge in bitter conversations with people, but they were kind-hearted people. They were the people who were groomed by the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for the sake of the ummah, he was ever ready to sacrifice and to give his time and his money and whatever was within his control to help and aid the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had appointed an employee by the name of Abu Jaish. And what was his duty? His duty was to go to people and find out if there was a birth of the child in the locality, in the community, and or if there was any delegation coming to visit him, so that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu could help and aid those people with financial assistance, subhanallah. So when a child would be born in that region where Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to rule, he would immediately issue the financial aid for that child. Or if there was delegation coming, subhanallah, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and who would also spend from the Baytul Mal, from the treasury, to take care of their arrangements as well, subhanallah. This was the beautiful services rendered by this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu would also take care of the expenses of the Hajis. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had set up a langar khana, meaning a house where food would be cooked for the people who would come to make Hajj. And even in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, subhanallah, where food would be cooked for the poor and the needy, and they would be fed from the langar khana of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and inspire us to be generous through the sake and the sadaqah of this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the uncle of the believers, who is the uncle of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall see you in the next episode. Until then, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.